moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
We all realize the economy has been on a downturn. Jobs are scarce and money is not easy to come by. That's why it is now more important than ever to use locally owned and operated businesses. I'm Karen Cutis, and at Cutis Funeral Home, we realize keeping St. Louis money in St. Louis strengthens our economy. Cutis Funeral Home is St. Louis owned and operated, employing over 100 St. Louisans in our area and putting money back into our community. Cutis Funeral Home. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
Are you ready to experience cleaning made easy? Stop by one of the 5 St. Louis area Oreck stores and check out their selection of lightweight vacuums, handheld models, steam mops, and air purifiers. Their experts are ready to help with all your cleaning needs. You won't find this kind of personal service anywhere else. Now, for a limited time, pick up the Oreck XL Graphite for only $249.99. That's a $100 savings off the regular price. So hurry into one of the 5 area Oreck stores today.
Now, during Kohl's Fall For You sale, take an extra 15% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Steely Dan asking the musical question, My Old School? I am Paul Harris, Ian Geis and Dan Strauss here in the studio with me. And now's your chance to join it. Now's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge. We need 5 contestants, and you can be one of them. As long as you've not played in the last 60 days, 314-969-KTRS is our phone number. Or you can call 888-550-KTRS, or on many cell phones, *KTRS will get you right in the door. So, again, if you haven't played in the last couple of months, you're welcome to be on the show today. And our first contestant is already up on the board. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity, the unique opportunity you get here on this show to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain. Suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or if you have worked out some previous commercial endorsement, here's your chance to get the payday.
2 words. Go Cards.
All right.
That's it.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer.
Okay.
Whoa.
Inside the computer are the questions that get spun around into 5 categories. As our first contestant, you'll get to choose from 3 of those categories right off the bat, led, of course, by our weekly most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2 is You Can Have That Comic Strip for Peanuts. Or Category 3, People in Space Not Named Matt Damon, who stars in The Martian, which will be the big movie at the box office this weekend. Which of those 3 would you like, Mark?
I'll go with the old standard, Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right. Now, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Mark 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points in value. That's a total of 15 that he can earn, but he doesn't have to get all of them. He has to get at least half of them in the 60 seconds allotted to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Oh, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
And they are from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant and in Cottleville.
Maple Bacon Cottleville.
From Warrenburg Theaters. We have movie passes. You might want to go see The Visit or The Intern. Also, from Peroni's Pizza, we have a gift card. They have a couple of locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri, at M&P. Also, we have a gift certificate from Family Nuts right here at Westport Plaza. They will offer, oh my goodness, what happened there? I just went crazy.
That's okay. None of this is going to air.
Edit that out
by Ian.
Yeah, edit that out.
He's a professional.
Okay.
He wants the show to sound perfect. It's the Swiss-timed, quartz-tuned radio show.
Okay.
No errors permitted. Now back to the show already in progress.
Thank you. 3, 2, 1. Family Nuts! One free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of Elite Chocolate or Nuts.
Now, you get your choice of those prizes, but the best part of the Harris Challenge is if you get all 15 points, because you got all five questions correct, we throw in a bonus prize, which sounds like this.
You will win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
Great place to go for dinner, especially because, as far as I know, it's the only place with crack on the table.
Yes.
Those crack sticks right there. Eat them. Eat all you want, and you'll want more.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mark, you've chosen the category, Have You Been Paying Attention? We've got the clock set with 1 minute. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did the Cardinals beat to win their 100th game and clinch the division title Wednesday night?
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Correct. What was President Obama referring to when he said, somehow, this has become routine?
The massacre shooting in Oregon.
Correct. What nation did Russia begin to bomb this week?
Syria.
Correct. What was NASA's big announcement earlier this week?
That there was water found on Mars.
Correct. In what local school district were 6,000 students out of classes today because teachers are on strike for the second day?
East St. Louis School District.
It is East St. Louis. And, Mark, you've got yourself a clean sweep. Nicely done.
Yes, perfection. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, and that's before he's had the crack sticks.
No kidding.
Oh, it's nice to hear some excitement finally.
Absolutely.
In the winter.
Enthusiasm, big time.
Well, I've tried 2 times getting on. I've won a prize, but I've been shooting for perfection, and just like I always am, perfect this time.
Well, you hit it. You hit it this time, Mark. Nicely done. Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get the prizes, okay?
Thank you, Paul.
You're very welcome. Here's contestant number 2. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like everybody in St. Louis to go to Calb Electric in Maplewood if they have any kind of lighting needs whatsoever. A lot of people thought that it was closed, but we've just reopened, or not reopened, but we have new owners now, and we're turning over a new lead. It's going to be an awesome story.
Good for you. Good luck with the business.
Thank you.
Here are your category choices. You can have that comic strip for peanuts. People in Space Not Named Matt Damon, or our new third category, Who Did What Now?
I'll take the peanuts category.
All right. Let me explain this. The comic strip Peanuts first appeared in newspapers 65 years ago today. It was only in 7 newspapers then. It grew to thousands of them until Charles Schulz's last comic was published on February 12th, 2000. So today is the 65th birthday of Peanuts, and that's what this category is about. Jonathan, let's play the Harris Challenge.
I'm ready.
How much does Lucy charge for psychiatric advice?
25 cents, or 5 cents.
5 cents is right. True or false, in all of Charlie Brown's attempts at baseball, he never hit a game-winning home run.
True.
It's false. He did it twice in 1993. What was the name of the Broadway musical based on the Peanuts comic strips?
Something about Charlie Brown, wasn't it? I pass.
What is Charlie Brown's sister's name?
Lucy? No, not Lucy. Starts with an L, I think. Pass on that one, too. I apologize.
What is the name of the girl who keeps calling Peppermint Patty Sir?
I don't know that one either. Dang, that's bad.
All right, we need the name of the musical, Charlie Brown's sister. The buzzer. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's right.
Says his sister Sally to her friend Marcy. Marcy. Marcy was the one who was always hanging around with Peppermint Patty.
And the sister's name?
Sally.
Those two are close.
Well, yeah, they're very
close. I'd like to say I apologize to all the other contestants out there that were trying to get on the radio.
Oh, that's okay. Jonathan, everybody gets a shot, and, you know, sometimes you choose a category and it doesn't work out. But when that happens, of course, there is a consequence to it on this show.
Oh, give me that nastiness to my ears.
All right, today for punishment music, you may remember last week on the challenge, I mentioned that Bernie Sanders had recorded This Land Is Your Land, and we used that as last week's punishment music. And I said on the air to all the other 5,200 candidates, please, please, please record something. We need new punishment music. And then my friend Ian said, I bet Donald Trump has done something. And so
I guarantee it.
So he dug this up from the 2006 Emmy Awards broadcast of Donald Trump and Will and Grace star Megan Mullally.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep it hot, just give me that countryside.
Let's hold it right there, just in case we need to go punish somebody else. Jonathan, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you for the treat, and thank you for your time. You guys have a good one.
Thank you very much. Here is contestant number three. That's you, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Go ahead and plug something.
Go to Rawlings.com for all your sporting goods needs.
Okay. Are you a Rawlings sporting goods salesperson?
I just might be.
All right, here are the category choices. People in space not named Matt Damon. Who did what now? Or our new third category, it's music to your ears.
Let's go ahead and go with who did what now.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Brian. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state did the legal sale of recreational marijuana begin yesterday? Vermont, Oregon, or Nebraska?
We'll go Vermont.
It's Oregon. Who announced today that he's stepping down as Secretary of Education? Arnie Duncan, Ernest Moniz, or Jacob Liu?
Arnie Duncan?
Correct. What did Edward Snowden do this week? Release more NSA surveillance secrets, meet with Vladimir Putin, or join Twitter?
Skip that one.
Okay. Which oil company announced this week that it's giving up on drilling in the Arctic? Shell, Exxon, or Chevron?
Exxon.
Shell. Which of these are the New York Jets taking to London for their game this Sunday? 1,000 giant foam fingers, 350 rolls of toilet paper, or 64 cases of Gatorade? Yeah, it is 350 rolls of toilet paper because they want to replace the thinner version in England. And I'm going to give you credit for shouting out Twitter there. Yes, Edward Snowden joined Twitter, and he already has 1.2 million followers in 2 days. That is more than almost every presidential candidate has on Twitter. So for shouting that out and knowing that Arnie Duncan is the Secretary of Education, you got yourself the 5 and the 3 and the 2 for a total of 10 points, Brian, and you're a winner.
All right. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I move on to our next contestant, and that's you, Paul. Welcome to the show.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Great to be on.
Tell us about yourself.
Let's see. I'd like to give a shout-out to all my coworkers at Spectrum Brands Pet Home and Garden Division, headquartered here in St. Louis.
All right. Two categories left. People in space not named Matt Damon, or it's music to your ears.
I think I'm going to do the people in space.
Okay. This is about movie stars and various movies or maybe other showbiz figures who've done something space-related. 60 seconds on the clock, Paul. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the astronaut who Sandra Bullock couldn't save in Gravity?
George Clooney.
Correct. What is the name of the astronaut in David Bowie's song Space Oddity?
Pass.
In what 2014 movie did Matthew McConaughey travel through a wormhole?
Pass. And Major Tom on the David Bowie.
That's correct. Four-pointer. What was the name of the stowaway who was lost in space with the Robinson family on the 1960s TV series? In what Stanley Kubrick classic was astronaut David Bowman the lone survivor of a voyage to Jupiter?
Mr. Smith on Lost in Space.
Dr. Smith, but I'll give it to you.
And 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Correct.
And
Matthew McConaughey.
I did not know that one.
Matthew McConaughey was in a movie called Interstellar. One quick note about Dr. Zachary Smith, the stowaway played on that, who was on that show Lost in Space in the 60s.
Will.
He was played by an actor named Jonathan Harris. My father's name was Jonathan Harris. At the time, that actor and my father lived one block away from each other in New York City.
Really?
And he used to get Jonathan Harris's mail misdelivered to him at least once a week while that show was on the air. Paul, you got everything but the three-pointer for a total of 12 points. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. And now let's bring in our final contestant for the day, and that's you, Joe.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Every day you guys are on, especially Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate your kind words.
Yeah.
You want to plug anything in particular?
No. It's just that you guys are great.
Thank you. All right. We've got one category left, Joe. It's called It's Music to Your Ears. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play.
What can I say?
Well, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Yes, sir.
Which St. Louisan was invited to get up and sing It's Hot in Here at Taylor Swift's show at the Scott Trade Center this week?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Which singer and actor who once worked with DJ Jazzy Jeff released his first rap song in 10 years this week?
I'm sorry again. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not into the newer stuff. I'm to the old.
All right. Well, let's go back to this. 14 years after her famous wardrobe malfunction. Remember that phrase, wardrobe malfunction. Who released a new album this week called Unbreakable?
I know it was Michael Jackson's sister, but I forget her first name.
All right, we'll go on to the four-pointer. Which guitarist for one of the most famous classic rock bands in history is the subject of the new Netflix documentary, Under the Influence?
You know, I heard that, and I don't know.
Well, let's go to the five-pointer. Which pop star was licked and groped by a female fan on stage in Rio this week? Katy Perry, Madonna, or Lady Gaga?
I'll guess Lady Gaga.
No, it was Katy Perry who had invited this woman up on stage, and the woman then licked her neck and groped her.
Oh.
Keith Richards is the subject of the documentary Under the Influence. Janet Jackson has the new album Unbreakable. Will Smith has put out his first rap song in 10 years. And Nelly was on stage as a guest of Taylor Swift a couple of nights ago.
See what it is, Boss Dealer. I'm 75, and I know all the old stuff, but all the new people, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, all those new people like Keith Richards.
Yeah, and the last movie I saw was Dances with Wolves, so that tells you where I'm coming from, you know.
Wow. You would have licked and groped Katy Perry, though, Paul.
I could have told you the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. Boy, when you go into the rest of it, I'm lost. You know, I see obituaries, and I don't even know who the heck they are.
Well, Joe, this is a good long explanation for the big zero goose egg nilch zada squat up on the board.
That and a dollar will get me a cup of coffee.
Well,
right?
it will, don't go because it will also get you punished.
Yeah.
The chores.
I bet you Joe remembers this song.
You are my wife.
The show.
Joe, have a nice weekend.
You too, and God bless you guys.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 for kids of all ages, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me.
And here's the guy that tried out for Mr. Drucker's part on Green Acres, but, you know, they didn't cast him. They didn't take him in. It's Tim Wiley.
He was the understudy for Ebb.
Well, yeah, he was.
That's what I was thinking. I'm more Ebb. The Ebb.
You are much more the Ebb.
I know. I thought about Ebb, but I thought Mr. Drucker was a lot older.
You know, it could have been worse. He could have been Arnold the Pig.
Paul, you and I are on the same wavelength there. I was going to say, at least you didn't say I was the pig.
Yeah. And by the way, right now, everybody younger than Joe is going, what are they talking about?
I know.
Yeah.
Old farts off the air.
On.
All right, we've got, they're still, and I think they're going to wait until after rush hour here to clear the ramp from the Poplar Street Bridge onto southbound 55. You have an overturned tractor trailer that's got that ramp completely shut down. Now, because of this, people are getting off of Memorial and taking a U-turn and getting on southbound 55 there, and that's causing eastbound 70 to jam up approaching Grand. Now, if you're traveling westbound on Highway 70, you've got it slow now. Jennings Station Road out through Cypress. We have an accident reported now on northbound 270 at Highway 44 that had a lane blocked. Southbound 270, you're a little bit better now. You're just slow to stop and go in pockets now from Olive down through south of Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 44, it's really jamming up from Berry Road as you go through that road work at Laclede Station. Things are thinning out finally on westbound 270 up in North County. A little bit heavy between 170 and Lindbergh. But what's happened is all this traffic is going on Lindbergh up there, and things are jammed up from Highway 270 up to about New Florissant. And then on westbound 40, you're still running slow Kings Highway out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-400-1268. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-400-1268. That's 1-800-400-1268. 1-800-400-1268.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, we gotta catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-551-4919. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-551-4919. 1-800-551-4919.
I was embarrassed. Especially if I was with my friends and they told a joke. I had to cover my laugh with my hand. Even smiling was a problem.
Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile with dental implants. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so for 40 years in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen could also fit your new implants with existing dentures, so you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile.
With confidence.
You deserve to be treated well. So go see Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And get your smile back.
I did at Bowen Dental Care.
Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, DentalCare.com.
Thanks, Dr. Bowen.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible. Even with the best sound system, you need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Looking to refinance the house? Looking to refinance all that credit card debt? Maybe you want to take some money out of the house. Stuart from Stuart's American Mortgage is here to help. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, and I'm thrilled to tell you about my friend, Stuart Rosenblum, who has been in the mortgage business for 25 years. He has something that he calls the bagel loan. Now, look, I'm a little confused, too. Basically, the bagel looks like a zero, and that's how much he'll charge you. Zero. Zero fees. That's right. Your mortgage will have zero fees, so he passes all of those savings on to you. Stuart's been in the business 25 years. Here is his personal cell phone number, 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. Or you can always check him out online at stuartsamc.com. Zero fees and his personal cell phone. You can't get any better than that. Stuart from Stuart's American Mortgage.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Single.
Married.
Divorced.
Life partner.
Or maybe it's complicated.
Whatever it is, you won't want to miss the hottest new show you just can't turn off.
She said.
He said. Hi, I'm Kelly Lamb.
And I'm Gordon Montgomery. It's the Battle of the Sexes, Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on KTRS.
With hilarious conversation, deep discussions, and everything she wants and he needs.
Play the games and see who scores to win the prize.
Take advice from the experts and ask a psychic a question.
It's entertainment. It's She Said.
He Said.
On KTRS.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I was just in the smokehouse yesterday. Got a delicious salad there and some of their chicken noodle soup. Really, really good at this time of the year when the weather changes like this. Big bowl of soup and a salad. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Smokehouse is the place. And, of course, right next door are the great sit-down dinners at Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me and in Southern California now. Here's Mr. Mike Evans. How are you today, Mike?
Doing good, little Paul Harris.
Right? Let me ask you, has your team clinched the division for the playoffs yet?
The Los Angeles Dodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my other team, too.
What's that?
New York Yankees.
Mm.
And my other team, too.
Yeah.
Cardinals?
Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
And my other team, too.
Yeah, who's that?
San Luis Cardinals.
Yeah.
You got them all covered.
Way to suck up to the home market by putting them fourth.
I don't suck up like some people I know.
Really?
Whoa.
I've known you all these years, and I've never found that to be true.
When you're only on once a week, you got to suck up. But you're on more in one day than I'm on for the whole week.
Oh, that's true.
There you go.
That's true. What do you got today?
Pop quiz question. Name the star whose wedding guests include President Clinton. Was it Gladys Knight's wedding? Ted Dancing's wedding? Mick Fleetwood's wedding? Sammy Hagar's wedding? All those couples, by the way, all those people were married in 1995. Two movie reviews for you. I do really like and appreciate your thoughts on movies.
Okay.
Yeah. First one, Martian. Have you seen it?
Yes.
You want to hear my opinion?
Yes.
I love Martian with Matt Damon and the best, I think, one of the best sci-fis in years.
Yep.
Stranded on the red planet, leaves no stone unturned to survive while a group of heroes are hell-bent on rescuing him. I thought it was a popcorn thriller good enough that you could show at a school. Great acting, great writing, great effects. And it's funny.
Yes.
I thought it was funny,
yep,
too. Support cast, I thought that Christine Wig did good. And, you know, director, Oscar winner Ridley Scott is always good. PG-13, 130 minutes, 4 stars.
This is what big-time movie entertainment is about.
I agree. We agree on that.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Aye, Dan.
Okay.
Sicario.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
Real-time look at the U.S.-Mexican border, war on drugs, action, suspense, true adventure, starring, I thought Emily Blunt was great, but Benicio del Toro, I love him, gritty, real. I think it could become a franchise, rated R, 2 hours long, 3 stars.
I did not like it. I gave it 3 out of 10, so that would be 1 star on your system. Long, boring. I know that the action sequences were intense, but I expected a lot more of them. The rest of it, the plot is hard to follow.
It's a true story.
That doesn't make it a good movie.
Oh,
but I agree with you.
Story.
Benicio del Toro.
To me, it beats having to sit and read it out of a newspaper, out of a history book.
Yeah. Benicio del Toro is terrific, though.
Oh, he's fabulous.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I really liked it.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't like that movie.
Hey, did you see the movie that I'm in, Mississippi Grind?
No.
Go. It's opening here in St. Louis. It's probably going to come to L.A. fairly soon. It's a gambling movie made by Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden, the ones who gave Ryan Gosling his start 10 years ago in Half Nelson and Zach Galifianakis' first movie. It's kind of a funny story. It's a gambling movie with Ryan Reynolds, Ben Mendelsohn, and Sienna Miller, and I'm in it in a scene, including a close-up, for about 2.5 minutes halfway through.
Wow.
Yeah, Mississippi Grind. 4 stars.
Did you get a chance to get to know Sienna Miller at all?
I talked to her for a few minutes on
She's
the set.
Sweet.
She is, not only is she a not very, seems like a very nice person, but
beautiful.
Much more beautiful in person than I've ever seen her on screen.
Yeah,
holy
cow. She is much more better looking.
Breathtakingly beautiful.
Odds and ends, celebrities who eat odd foods. This is Friday, so occasionally I like to do stuff a little different on Friday.
Okay.
And I thought these caught my attention. Nicolas Cage says he'll only eat fish and poultry because they have dignified sex.
What?
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Dignified sex? What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
Dignified sex.
Huh.
To watch a weight 3 days a week, Mariah Carey eats only raw purple food.
So
beets, eggplant, grapes, plums, purple onions, carrots.
That's
again,
weird.
I don't. That does not sound good.
Wow.
And Selena Gomez loves to drink pickle juice.
Oh.
Prefers dill pickle juice. Doesn't also likes sweet pickle juice. She's not a big fan of bread and butter pickle juice. And I was talking to other stations around the country, and I heard four or five people told me they drink pickle juice, too.
Oh, you know, I've got a jar of dill pickles in our refrigerator. Have one every once in a while. Cannot imagine wanting to turn that jar and drink it.
I don't get it.
No.
I've never heard of it, but have you?
No.
No.
I talked to several people today, and they go, oh, yeah, I like pickle juice.
Okay. Enjoy. You can have mine.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Date in history, October 2nd, 1950, the comic strip Peanuts debuted, first time in the newspapers. Boy, I bet you Charles Schulz had no idea.
No.
It was going to be as big as that.
Yep.
Big day for the United States of America on this date, 1967, Thurgood Marshall became the first black Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of interesting. Name the name of the star whose wedding guests included President Clinton. Glad it's not. Ted Danson, Mick Fleetwood, or Sammy Hagar.
I don't know what happened to your voice there, but I'm going to give Dan the first guess.
Oh, man. I'm going to go Ted Danson.
I'll say Ted Danson.
I know 100% that it's Ted Danson because he's married to Mary Steenburgen, who is a friend of the Clintons because they're all from Arkansas.
Oh.
Does it come in your net, Ted Danson? And finally, boy, you want to see more, see more, hello, I'll cry. Hey, no word, no money.
Hey.
We're going to play today.
Hey.
Hello, I'll cry. Lily Yokalani, Lani Yanni, okay, look a coo in the car. Ah, hooey, hooey, ho.
Boy.
Anana Koli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Putting the Cardinals fourth. Mike Evans, brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Let's go right on to Knuckleheads, why don't we? Because it's brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. Or download the STL Taxi app. Oh, yeah, that music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Jessica Baker and her husband were planning on going to a friend's wedding earlier this year when her mother called and said she couldn't come over to watch the couple's kids. So Jessica didn't have a babysitter, and since kids weren't allowed at the wedding, she and her husband had to skip the wedding. That was earlier this year. And then this week, Jessica got an invoice in the mail saying they owed $75.90 for the cost of the two meals they didn't eat at the wedding they didn't go to, plus tax and a service charge. The bill said, quote, "This cost reflects the amount paid by bride and groom for meals that were RSVP'd for," unquote. Huh. Now, here's my question. Even if they went to the wedding and ate the food, or if they didn't go to the wedding and eat the food, you still have to pay for the food either way. And things do happen. Jessica says she is not going to pay the newlyweds. If I were her, I'd call the newlyweds and say, not only am I not paying you, I want my present back. In Russia, a woman accidentally mistook a can of polyurethane building foam for hair mousse. Ian, I forgot to mention this to you earlier. See if you can find this one online.
All right.
And put it up on our Facebook page. A woman who mistook a case of polyurethane building foam for hair mousse. She sprayed the whole can on her head. Didn't realize the mistake until she was done. The picture has her looking understandably upset in the local hospital waiting room before they had to come out and chisel this stuff off of her. The picture went viral in Russia this week. And I will say this, there must be a lot more to this story because there are twigs and leaves and other debris stuck in that building foam.
Yes,
on the top of her head. You have it?
It was fabulous, yeah.
We'll have it up on the AM and the PM Facebook page any minute now. And I'll put it up on harrisonline.com as well. All right, story number three, Asheville, Ohio. Josh Mogan and Ashley Bubo walked into a bank and handed the teller a stick-up note. They were given a bag of cash that got away. There was surveillance video, but the cops didn't have much else to go on until Josh and Ashley decided to share their ill-gotten gains with their Facebook friends. The tatted-up duo posted pictures of themselves smiling and hugging while flashing bundles of cash. There's one of Josh pretending to stick a bundle of $100 bills in his mouth and another one of him resting his head on a pillow of cash. Unfortunately, it wasn't just Josh and Ashley's friends who saw the pictures on Facebook, along with all the bragging captions. The cops used them to track down the couple. By the way, not Josh's first brush with the law. When they got him this time, he was in the middle of serving a 3-year parole for another bank robbery back in 2010. So now he's headed back to the slammer, and so is Ashley. Thanks to listeners Jeff Olson for the story from Tamaulipas, Mexico, where two people died in the crash of a car whose airbag had been replaced with bricks of cocaine. The passenger side airbag compartment was apparently being used to smuggle 55 pounds of cocaine. The driver's side airbag did deploy because there weren't any coke bags in there. When the federal police got there, they discovered 23 packages of coke from the car, and they took the two occupants of the car to the hospital, but they died of their injuries. And we finish in Centerline, Michigan, where a man stopped at a mobile station, put the nozzle into the gas tank, and turned on the pump. And then he noticed a spider. Ew, a spider. This guy really, really doesn't like spiders. And he saw it crawling along on his car near the gas tank, and he thought, well, I'll take care of that with my cigarette lighter. You do the math. Gas fumes plus fire equals problem. Mm-hmm. Surveillance video shows the flames quickly engulfing the man's car and the gas pump. Fortunately, he was not hurt. He grabbed a fire extinguisher nearby, put out the flames, while the gas station clerk, Susan Adams, hit the automatic stop button and quickly called the Centerline Fire Department. The guy's car was only damaged a little bit, but the fire destroyed the gas pump. Here's my favorite part of the story. The guy came back the next day in his slightly burnt car because he still needed gas. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, I have one story that I have set aside because it deserves a couple more minutes than your average knucklehead story. It's a story from Hermitage, Pennsylvania. We all have, at some point in our life, had an annoying neighbor. You know, the neighbor who decides 6 o'clock Saturday is when he's going to mow the lawn.
Yes.
Or the kids who are out there screaming and making noise and being annoying, or the dog that barks, or yep, whatever. Imagine living next to this guy in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. The neighbors are trying to take down spotlights he uses at all hours to protect his home from aliens. 78-year-old Arthur Brown shines the spotlights outside of his foil-wrapped house at all hours of the day and night because he's afraid of extraterrestrial attacks. Neighbor Nancy Raich says over the years he's become a real problem. He has a lot of issues fearing aliens. Raich hates the lights so much that she wants to sell her house and buy a condo somewhere else, but she can't get anyone interested in the property because of this idiot across the street. She says, who would buy my house? I've got a nice, decent house, garages, acreage, nice place to live, and I got this yahoo across the street who decides he wants to shine lights on me. I've had a couple of people come and look at my house, but they don't come back for a second look because of the damn lights. So she sued. And a judge ordered Arthur Brown to take down the lights earlier this year and said, I'm going to fine you $500 a day for every day you keep shining those spotlights. And Arthur said he's too afraid of the aliens and did not take down the lights. So far, he still has not complied. The tab is up to $20,000, which is driving Nancy crazy because she really would like to get out of there or maybe get him out of there. The city has now filed a petition to get an injunction to have Brown's lights removed, saying it's a violation of the city's zoning ordinance to have excess lighting that adversely affects neighboring properties. And Arthur says, I am not taking down my lights. I'm too afraid of an alien attack.
Wow. You know what? She should show her house during the day.
He has them on 24 hours a day.
Oh.
So they're going to see the spotlights,
yes,
no matter what. And here's my question for Arthur. How would the aliens know where your house is if you turned the lights off?
That's perfect. Someone should tell him that. Like when Michael J. Fox visited George McFly in his sleep with his space uniform on.
Yes.
Someone should put some sort of uniform on and say,
put the headphones on in the beginning of that,
yes,
Van Halen song that he played.
Turn the lights off. We can't stand it.
I'm from the planet Vulcan.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. That's a very good idea. All right, that's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis on behalf of the two of them and Colin and Tim and everybody who works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Do me a favor. Go see Mississippi Grind at the Chase Park Plaza Movie Theater, and I promise you I won't talk about it next week. That's because I won't be here next week. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Meet me.
All right, let's get our final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, things are starting to wind up. Excuse me. Things are starting to wind down around the area. They still have the ramp from the Poplar Street Bridge onto southbound 55 shut down. I do see they've got a tractor offloading this overturned tractor trailer, so they're going to wait till after rush hour to upright it. Now, if you're going on eastbound 40, you're still a little bit slow from Union Station to the Poplar. Westbound 40 is heavy from Hampton out through McCausland. Up in North County, things are pretty well thinned out. Southbound 170 still slow at Ladue. It's eastbound 44 that's really jamming up still from east of Elm all the way through Laclede Station, and the same with westbound 44 from Lindbergh out through the Merrimack River Bridge. And southbound 270, still some slow pockets from Olive down through Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Throws left side out pattern for Brown. Touchdown, Missouri.
This Saturday, the South Carolina Gamecocks come to Columbia to take on our Missouri Tigers. KTRS coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the kickoff is at 11.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
Now, during Kohl's Fall Feast Sale, take an extra 15% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Eureka, Webster Groves, O'Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
All new at 6 tonight. Would you recognize a hero if you saw one? Luckily, a mother and her 4-year-old didn't have to look much further than right down the street.
A high-speed chase this afternoon comes to an abrupt stop, and two high school students were found with a gun on school property. How parents and students are responding.
First on Fox, neighbors saving neighbors from a fire in Jefferson County.
A mother and her daughter were sleeping in their burning home. All new at 6, Fox 2's Andy Banker is in Cedar Hill tonight, where thankfully there was a banging at the front door.
The assistant fire chief says the adult male head of the household had already gone to work and the older three kids were already at school.